This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. President Trump's cost cutter Elon Musk is demanding tens of thousands of federal workers tell him by midnight Monday what they've accomplished in the last week or face layoffs.
The backlash to Musk's stark order was immediate, and not just from labor unions.
Please put a dose of compassion in this. These are real people.
Utah Republican Senator John Curtis telling CBS's Face the Nation it's not so much the request for information he objects to, it's the way Musk handled it.
It's a false narrative to say we have to cut and you have to be cruel.
There's a lesson to learn about Washington. Even your ideological counterparts will protect their turf. Within hours, the new leadership at departments, including state and defense and the FBI, all told their workers, ignore the email. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
Pope Francis continues to battle pneumonia. CBS's Seth Doan has the latest.
Pope Francis remains in critical condition tonight, with blood tests revealing early signs of kidney failure. He continues to get high-flow oxygen through tubes in his nose and blood transfusions. On the encouraging side, the Vatican is saying Francis has not had another respiratory crisis since Saturday, when we learned he was in more pain than he had been.
The ailing pontiff is 88. It's a shift to the right for Germany. CBS's Linda Kenyon has election results.
In a post on Truth Social, the president hailed this as, quote, a great day for Germany. The election was a victory for the center-right opposition party, followed by the far-right party called the Alternative for Germany. This was the strongest showing for a far-right party since World War II. Trump responded, quote, much like the USA, the people of Germany got tired of the no common sense agenda, especially on energy and immigration, unquote. Germany is the most populated country in the European Union and a leading member of NATO. It's also Ukraine's second biggest weapons supplier. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
U.S. Middle East envoy Steve Witkoff feels optimistic Russia and Ukraine can reach a peace deal if relations continue to thaw between the U.S. and Russia.
Now it will be up to President Putin and President Trump to work something out, and I think they're going to be successful.
Witkoff on CBS's Face the Nation. Here in the U.S., there's concern about the growing measles outbreak in Texas and New Mexico. Former FDA commissioner and Pfizer board member Dr. Scott Gottlieb.
I think this will spread. There's been 100 cases that have been identified so far. There's probably many more than that. So I think that this is going to get into the hundreds of cases and could take many months to try to fully snuff out.
Most of those becoming ill were not vaccinated. Gottlieb says parents should trust vaccines. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Celebrating Black History Month, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Growing up, Robert Battle dreamed of dancing for the Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater. Now artistic director, he discusses the dance group's 60th anniversary.
You have to be mindful that you are part of a legacy, that you're taking care of a legacy that has history.
What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. Huh, that was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
What's a job deal breaker for some young people?
Gen Z says there is no way they would submit their resume for a job that doesn't list the estimated salary. A recent survey from the essay writing service EduBirdie found that 58% of them said if it wasn't disclosed, they would not apply. The report also found that 58% of these 18 to 27-year-olds say an annual income of $50,000 to $100,000 would suffice, while one in four said $100,000 to 200 grand was the ideal salary range. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
A new study indicates women who take pain relievers that include acetaminophen might be putting their babies at risk of developing ADHD. Research published in Nature Mental Health found the rate of ADHD was 18% in children of mothers who took acetaminophen, 9% in those who didn't. Study authors say more research is needed. I'm Heather Bosch, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Some clouds tonight and a little breezy, lows around 31. Breezy on your Monday, mostly cloudy and highs in the mid-40s. Some rain possible Monday night, then clearing out a bit with a low of 31. Tuesday, mostly sunny, 44. Rain on Wednesday with a high near 45. Right now, 35.
Wingspread Kauffman Center. Local news and timeless hits.
Don't let